It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. I got to jump in because we are joined by Mike Dunleavy, the general manager of the Golden State Warriors. Mike, how you doing, man?
Still looks like he can play.
Stop. I don't feel like it. I'm doing great, guys. This is always, an exciting time of year, and everybody's in good spirits and ready to have a great season, and it's you have no losses on your slate, so it's a fun time.
I mean, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about Farhan Zaidi, the Giants president of baseball operations. It was his last day today after 7 years. You've had 1 year in the books as general manager. And can you just kind of speak to, do you feel pressure to get something done, or not necessarily a trade, but do you feel pressure of having to win and maybe win in a hurry?
No, I wouldn't say I feel pressure. It's just something we want to do. I think everybody's in alignment here, whether it's the players, the owner, the coaches, and the fan base. You know, we're all in the same boat. We really want to win. It's been a hell of a run over the last decade plus, and we want to keep this thing going and contend for titles every year. But no, there's no pressure. It's the job. It's what I signed up for. I really enjoy it. Love coming to work every day and trying to find ways to get better. If it was too much, or there's too much pressure, I was feeling it. I'd probably just go play golf or something.
Speaking of getting better, I'm weird, Mike. So I still got the play-in game or the loss at Sacramento for the Warriors. And just like a lot of fans, we were heartbroken. But if you could speak to the fans now and tell them why you feel like the team is better and this year will be different, how would you answer that?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we've lost some pretty significant pieces, a couple Hall of Famers, future Hall of Famers. So it's a little odd to say, you know, with those departures that, hey, we may have a better team. But I think on the whole, with the guys that we've added, and really the internal growth that we've had from our young players, which you'll see, that is really the recipe to have a better season. So we're excited about it. We'll see what we can do, but I think getting off the ground here, heading to Hawaii and, you know, have a 5-6 day training camp over there, play an exhibition game, and we got to hit the ground running.
Mike Dunleavy joining us, courtesy of the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time you discovered the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? Do you guys set internal goals for a season each year, or does it happen once in a while? Do you have any goal? Like, what are the goals for this season?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think for us, you know, last year, you mentioned it before with, you know, losing the play-in game. I mean, first and foremost, you know, we want to get in the tournament, the
right.
Real thing. You got to start with that. So if you have any aspirations higher than that, you got to cross the first thing off the list, and that's being in the playoffs. And that's gonna require, a really good, solid 82 game performance. We can't pick up 30 games in and say, hey, we got to catch up now. So we got to get off to a good start. And I think we'll evaluate this team in camp, see where we're at, and that'll kind of dictate some of the goals and aspirations we have. But I think overall right now we feel pretty good about this group being a really good basketball team.
Love it. Mike, let me ask about Draymond Green, because it's obvious he's the heart and soul of this team. And you guys are a different team when he's not out there. I believe last year if he's not out there, you guys are in the tournament. That's just me. How do you go about, or you guys go about talking to him so maybe that doesn't happen or repeat itself this year to leave you guys in a vulnerable situation?
Yeah, I think we learned a lot last year. We went through a lot as a team, as an organization, and I think Draymond's in a really good spot. I don't want to downplay anything, but I think we're in a spot this season where that shouldn't be an issue. My bigger concerns lean more towards if somebody's missing time, is it because of injury,
okay,
which you can't control. But I don't foresee any issues in that regard. But at the same time, you know, this is something that's somewhat on the radar, and we got to be mindful of. And but I think Draymond's done a great job over the last 9 months in terms of addressing some of the things that we've talked about, and he's ready to have a great season.
Mike Dunleavy joining us on 95.7 The Game, general manager of the Golden State Warriors. I mean, one of the things, I've been around for a while, and I've been trying to tell Warrior fans, like, if you look at a dynasty, whether it was the Niners when they won five, they had a little dry spell after. The Giants, they won three in a row, or three in 5 years. Now they've gone on a little break. Do you allow, or Joe Lacob allow for the fact that you are at a certain point in this dynasty that makes it more challenging? It just does. And how does that get talked about?
Yeah, I mean, I guess what you're saying is you know the odds are against
you
of this thing lasting much longer, and that's sort of what drives us. You know, can we have that long-term sustainability? Can we turn the corner? That's a great challenge. You asked about our goals for the season. It's like, in some ways, to kind of keep this thing going, and I think we've done a pretty good job of it over the last decade plus. That's where my predecessor Bob Myers, of all the great things he's done in terms of building a team, I always say the best thing he did was keep it together. And you know, what we're trying to do now is a little bit different than that, is we're sort of trying to pivot and keep it going. But on the whole, that's the big organizational challenge, is to not have a huge drop off.
Mike, I got to be honest with you. My partner gives me a lot of stuff because I worry a lot, right? So when we found out Steph was going to play in the Olympics, I'm like, but man, we don't want to, you know, we want to wait for the season, save him. But when I sat up there and watched what he did in front of the world, I thought to myself, oh my God, I brought it back to Golden State. Like, we have that dude. He's ours. I mean, can you just take us through watching Steph just mesmerize the world and how that applies to, we got to still be in this thing if we're his home and we got that guy?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think with Steph, you know, you saw in the Olympics, you've seen in so many moments here at Chase or throughout his NBA career, he just never blinks. You know, when the moment is at its biggest, he never falters. And that's what he showed in Paris this year and enabled our country to win a gold medal, which is incredible. And look, that guy's got a lot left in the tank.
Right.
The way he puts, you know, the time he puts in with his work, his offseason stuff, day in and day out. And we're going to try and support and help him as much as possible with the roster and the needs that he has. But, hey, the one thing I'd say is right now, enjoy it. You know, enjoy it. This guy's the greatness is apparent, and, you know, nothing lasts forever. But in the meantime, he can still do it at a high level, and we should all be enjoying it.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM and HD1, an Odyssey Sports station. How does it go with Steph and the extension? Like, everybody knows on the date that it can be done at that point. Like, did you call him and say, hey, you want this year, right? Or does he call you and say, I'm really interested in that year I can get now? Or is it just such a formality that you just bump into him a week later and say, when should we get this done?
Well, no, as you know, Matt, in this business, people have representation.
Yeah.
So, you know, I go through Steph's representation.
Gotcha.
And we have, you know, pretty simple, straightforward dialogue. And I think from Steph's standpoint, from our standpoint, we're both on the same page in terms of having him here as a Warrior for life. And so anytime you can extend that relationship, I think both sides agreed it was the right thing to do. And we're excited to have him, you know, three more years on top of, you know, on top of this.
Because I was thinking, you know, Warrior fans they're aware of everything with the contracts, and there's some concern that, well, what if Steph doesn't want to sign that 1 year extension in whatever it is, 26, 27, because he wants to put some pressure on you guys to make sure, but that's not how it went down?
No, I mean, we had a really good conversation, and yeah, I mean, I think that's a fair ask from his standpoint, is, hey, as long as we're going to continue to compete and try and put great teams out there, I want to be here. And, you know, that to me doesn't even warrant a response. As long as Joe Lacob is the owner of a team, you know, we're going to put our best foot forward in terms of competing, spending, doing everything we can to win. And I think Steph understands that. He's seen it firsthand. And so this wasn't much of a, you know, deep dialogue in terms of figuring things out. It's pretty straightforward here. As I mentioned the other day, I mean, we're going to be as impatient, and we have been as impatient as you can be as a franchise because of our window. But there's a fine line that we have to draw between being impatient and being undisciplined, and we're going to make the right decisions for what's best for now and the future.
Mike, if you don't mind not putting you on the spot, but you've been a part of this organization for a while, so you know all that it entails. But when you guys have opening night here at Chase, Clay Thompson will not be a part of the team. How weird and how emotional is that going to be when that day does come?
Yeah, I mean, it'll be a little strange. At the same time, you know, we went through a couple years with his injuries where he wasn't in the lineup. And so in some ways we got used to it. We figured out other ways to play and things like that. So I hope there's an adjustment period for us that happens pretty quickly. But I think emotionally, it'll just be different not having him around in the locker room and at different points of the season. And obviously when he comes back with the Mavericks, we're gonna honor him and enjoy the evening and all that. But it's quite a change. He's an iconic figure in the Bay Area and with the Warriors, and he will be missed, but I think he's ended up in a good spot, and we're happy for the success that he'll have.
I'm thinking right now of the three big boy sports in the Bay Area. You got John Lynch running the Niners, Buster.
He's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Posey now is going to be running the Giants. You're running the Warriors. Those are three ex-professional athletes. What did you learn in your first year as general manager that, I don't know, maybe, you know, not just Buster Posey, but any new general manager is going to learn just by being in it for the first time?
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing that I took from it is it ends up being less content, like basketball-wise, than you were hoping for.
Gotcha.
You get other stuff off the court, things to deal with, obviously talking with agents and different stuff that's almost not exactly basketball related. And so I think when you think of this job and what you're taking on, you're thinking about who are we going to draft or who are we going to trade for and all that. And that's certainly a part of it. But other things end up coming on your plate and they come at you fast and you got to figure things out. And it's a great challenge. But, you know, when you're kind of the head of basketball, so to speak, it actually doesn't end up being as much basketball maybe as you would like it to be.
Man, it's fascinating. You know, just what's on your plate to get this team back. And we were having some thoughts with you guys not being in the playoffs, and I'm like, how's Mike watching the playoffs? Do you compare your team to Dallas or Boston, or what's that checklist look like to get you back into the tournament? Do you start at the top, or how does that go?
No, I think you watch all the series, you know, with an open mind, and certainly you get in the finals, which is the highest level. I think that's the best level to evaluate, but you also can't lose sight of the fact that, like, Dallas and Boston in the finals, you know, going at it, it's different than getting through an 82-game regular season. And so you got to kind of rein it back in. But the competition level was incredible to watch, and it just makes you hungry and thirstier to get back at it.
Love it.
We go back a ways. And, I got a theory I want to throw at you. And the last theory I threw at you, I was right on the money. I had you becoming a GM instead of a coach. And so you played in Chicago for 3 years. And after Jordan retired, they have never had success signing a big boy free agent. Playing there, how much do you think that has to do with Michael Jordan and a player knowing that if they go to that organization, that's the shadow that they're playing in? And the reason I'm asking is because I think of the Warriors with Steph in the same way.
Yeah, I don't think that's a huge factor, honestly. I think players look at what's the best opportunity for them to go and play. They're looking at the city. They're looking at the organization, how they're treated. They take all that into account. And I think if you're knocking it out of the park at all those levels, you're going to be able to get players. I don't think people overanalyze in the sense of that's too big of a shadow for me to get into it, whether it's Chicago or here or, you know, New York with Babe Ruth. I think that's, you know, it just maybe that's a circumstantial situation that's played out that way. I'm not too worried about that being an issue here.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
All right,
good stuff, man.
Appreciate the time. Good luck in the season. Hopefully, we'll talk to you a lot.
Anytime. Thanks,
and
guys.
It's very successful. Mike Dunleavy, the general manager of the Golden State Warriors. It is media day here in San Francisco, but there is a lot of other things going on. We got the 49ers coming off a 30-13 win. We have Buster Posey, the new president of baseball operations for the San Francisco Giants, and the Warriors are heading to Hawaii right after media day.
Wow.
And their season will start. Boy, in about 3 weeks, the regular season, go.
Yeah, I feel vindicated about his Jordan answer, Stoddy, because
he's wrong. I mean, he's wrong.
Dude, it's a just privilege to follow a legend. You know, I just think so.
Yeah. Well, how come nobody
differentiate? Like, Stoddy was so great, but Tim Jordan tried. I think some people want that challenge.
Who wanted it after Jordan in Chicago?
See, that's by default, Stoddy. They had a draft. Now you're talking about free agents.
Exactly.
They got D-Wade. I'm reaching. Okay. Bad defense, but yeah.
I mean,
Spadoni. Yeah.
That's just something that I've always.
Well, like he said, let's enjoy Curry. We got years before that's even on the radar.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That is true. All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. Buster Posey is the new president of baseball operations for the San Francisco Giants, and Farhan Zaidi relieved of his duties today. Giants are going to hold a press conference tomorrow to introduce Buster Posey, but also we've got the 49ers raising their record to 2-2 with a 30-13 win over the New England Patriots, and of course, like I said, we are at Chase Center, and we are talking to the Golden State Warriors. Coming up next will be Kyle Anderson about 11:30. We're also going to have Buddy Hield joining us a little bit later in the show. We're going to be fluid, though, most of the day, because we're going to be joined by people on the spur of the moment, but Guru and I can handle it.
Let's go.
Don't you worry. 888-957-9570. Download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union for a low-rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.